Masechet Maaseh Sheni, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, at the end.
Like Bar Kokhba.
Hayu lo ma'ot shel yayin nesach, is what it should say. Nesach became second, which then became second. Weird. So also Ubde, Ubda, Kami Rabiyami, Amar Yolich Hanaya, Miyam HaMela. So now, what he did over here was, he used money that was also Bano, and he was makalo the value on that money, and it turns out that he now used Hano. He's getting Hano from it. Rabbi says the value of that Hano is to, you have to throw it out.
Just go enjoy yourself by your Hano.
Some interesting stuff. Oh yeah, big girl. Hayalo ma'od shel diskinis. If you have money of diskinis. Now, do you know who diskinis is?
Is that a Roman
emperor? Yeah. This guy's supposed to know. I thought I was going to get information from you. Anyway, it was the name of one of the people at the time of the Gemara that the coins were still going around, but that the Malchus had become Bata. So people were still using those coins. In other words, it didn't have any political ramifications. They allowed the coins to remain. So the Yaakov Azavki, the Shem Rabbi Avu, says, well, Masalalim, Kedarshin Yafo, they still have to Masalim. We said before, that money that's going to be accepted by street peddlers, and whatever they'll accept it for, I mean, you know, it's a little bit less, but if they're your, whatever they're your fault, then whatever value the street peddler accepts for that, so that should be okay. No, you weren't here yesterday?
Yeah, you were.
No, that was when he asked what. The tourmaster is a tourmaster seller.
Yeah. One of these to go.
Right, so Bikesh Lahotiyah, now he comes to Yerushalayim, he wants to use this, and he's gonna buy something with it. So that means that Mechalalam, Kedashu Mechalalayim. In other words, he has to use them to buy. They're gonna be less value. So the face value isn't what counts. But since he's gonna be Mechalalam with the same value that he's Mechalal onto them, he can only use the lower value, right? Ain Mechalalin also, lo al ma'ot shehin bebavo, velo al ma'ot sheh bebavo. So, which we're going to explain. So you can't be Mechalal on both that are bebavo or that are in bebavo. So what exactly is that supposed to mean? Shekin. Lo al ma'ot shekin bebavo be'omeid. In other words, shebekan. In other words, if you have, that's talking about if you're omeg bebavo. So if your modes are tan, meaning your modes are an eretz yisrael, that's what it's trying to say. Lo amoda moos, where the modes are here, where you, the person, is in bavel. So in other words, it has to be accessible to you. So in a way that you can use that money, as you're not going to be able to now buy something here in Bavo with the money that is not Yossi in Bavo but is only kosher money in Eretz Yisrael. So it's not accessible value to you.
If you
don't want to
use
it, then to buy food in Yerushalayim. V'lo al ha-molo she-bavo is talking about ba-omeid kam. If you're here in Eretz Yisrael, you can't use modes that are in Bavo at this point. Okay? Because since you can't use the value of these such coins, you can't be mechalal on them either. No, they weren't accepted. Not your thing.
The Babylonian
is not accepted.
On the Babylonian money from Babylon, you wouldn't be able even to get the money here to use.
That is not your thing here. Yeah, I don't know. Let's finish and see. The name im haita derek tufa mechalel, imlav eno mechalel. So now, let's say that it depends really on shayarot mitzvot, essentially. In other words, if people are traveling back and forth, so then it shouldn't make any difference, because then, then it's certainly exchangeable. I mean, the reason people wouldn't accept that money is because they figure, how am I going to get it here? But if you have commerce going back and forth, shouldn't that be really the criteria? So if you're more of the Tavavo Khan, what good is it going to do? Are the teeth of the coin here? Even if the coins are physically here, how will the teeth be here? Well, what are you going to do with them? Because once there's a situation which people don't accept those coins, even if you have shayos and tzias, what's it going to do for you? People still don't accept it because they're always precious. I don't know what's going to be. Is there always going to be open commerce and so on? But the coin still is not the teeth of the coin isn't the other thing. But that's always a problem. Now, as far as Barnea's question, so what difference would it make, even if it were, what would you do with it in Eretz Yisrael, death of Yerushalayim? On Rabbi Yossi, Kol HaMatzei HaTel Yosef Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was an international center of Matzeot, and you could exchange over there any coins that you wanted from anywhere in the world for local coins. Mitnei came because of the dinim of Meisher Sheni, so that whoever was, wherever they were, would be able to bring up their Matzeot, and they could get money for it. Because as it turns out, that in practical terms, since this halakha was just b'chai of us to use local coins for value. And you see how beautifully this figure developed. At first we talked about you can only just use the coins for the same value you get for it in your shrine. Then we went ahead and we brought, and you can't use coins that don't have local value. So in which immediately raises Barnea's hackles. How are you going to use this for in your shrine? So, but that's the point. Since everybody is bringing local coins, so it means that this is a place where you have international exchange. It turns out that because of this, Yerushalayim turns into the financial center of the world. It's the only place where globalization really had an early This is the place where all of the fun all over the world you can find here, because your money is worth something here no matter where you come from. So you might think that if you've got a problem of inaccessibility simply because you can't get there, you could be mafalo on it. There's two different issues over here. There's the issue of Tivo, and then there's the issue of Biyadefa, which is accessibility, that has to be Shayot Mitzvah. With Yonaboy. What is that concept? Rabbi Yonah boy, not Bakisa Labor, Say it's, your wallet falls into a well. Lo mea riba. You've got $100,000 in it. And it's going to cost you $50,000 to hire divers and to bring in all of the heavy-duty equipment that you're going to need in order to recover this wallet. Right? So what's the benefit of that? Right? So Yaakov lo tzi, so now he would have been able to get it back. Lo tzi chamishim rubel la'alotanet. He's willing to spend 50,000. The din is that otan chamishim rubel, right? 500. Talking in dollars. I know what these things are. So the remaining $500,000 that you've got are considered to be yours because the. Maybe to be yours. That's biyadecha. Another biyadecha. How seriously do we need biyadecha?
That's what he's asking.
He's saying maybe it would be considered to be biyadecha, like anything else. It's called biyadecha. There's the in my hands to do. That's what we usually call the word biyadecha. Mm-hmm. I'm capable of getting it done. It's called biyadi.
Not the 50 that you have to spend to get it up.
No, the other 50. Yeah. Halacha Beis. Halokeach behima lizikhei shelamim, which is, of course, the best thing to do. Because when you buy a behima from Maaser Sheni, it's meant to be a zikhei shelamim. Right?
Why is that?
Because it says the Samarta. I mean, you want to know why the Torah wants you to be happy?
No, by the hand of who is I have all of it edible.
I'm saying there's no sin kind of. There's a fairy. There's a vaka shlami vaka hapa shlami vaka hapa shlami. That shows you that that's the only real sin kind
of. I'm eating the meat of the court.
I mean, look, maybe they're not related. Maybe it's just because it says in the Torah, the vaka is vaka. Look after the bottom of your mouth, and you got the mitzvah. That's where we learn simcha of the bottom of the yayin. We learn the simcha of the bottom. Is the simcha bottom of shlomi. So, okay. You did the right things. You bought a behemo zippe shlomi, and you bought a chaya, so you wanted to have some venison. Well, over there, obviously, what are you supposed to do with it? You can't buy it the shame shlomi. It can only be bought as bottom of the yayin. What else could it be? So that's included in the Kol Asher Ta'aveh. The Kol Asher Ta'aveh is the Bokur Beton also. There's two different senses over here. There's the Ta'aveh element, then there's the Bokur Beton B'Shlomim element. So there, the question is, what about the inedibles? Because usually the price includes, obviously, a behemah. The guy go out and buy a behemah. That behemah has skin. And I'm not getting the skin. I can make wallets out of the skin or shoes out of the skin, but I paid for the skin with the mouth of my shame. So what's been in the skin? Says the Mishnah, the skin was yatsar lakur. Why? Because even though I'm only allowed to use kesem maaser for things that are edible, nonetheless, over here, it's considered to be bottle to the baser. Because the main thing that I did over here was I bought a behema for meat, and there happened to be things that it was like a wrapper, so to speak. So there was yatsar lakur. And that would be true, even if the or is worth an awful lot of money, more than the basar, but in terms of my purchase, which was for the purpose of eating meat, it's considered to be basar, to the basar. The same thing would be true if I bought kada yayin, and there's stumos. I have now wine in sealed barrels. So there's absolutely no way for me to buy. I can't buy some wine. They're not selling wine by the glass. They're selling the sealed barrels. I have to buy the barrel. So then, if it's indeed in a place, Mokam Shadatan and Mokhes Tumot, where that's the only way that you can buy it, so then Enokinani Yatsa Kankan Bechul, and the Kankan is considered to be bottled to the wine because that's the way the wine comes. The same way that's the way an animal comes, wrapped in an oak. Hegozim. Nashkedim, Yatsu Kuzayam Lakulam. You're buying nuts or almonds. They also come wrapped. The wrapping is not edible. So those things are considered to be not bought. The Kesamaitra and the Yatsu Lakulam.
What would be if not? They,
well, we'll see. We're going to get there. We're going to say if not.
What do you mean, shell?
Yeah, so
you
were saying they're about to change
them. We'll see. It's coming up. Kemet, Ashlo Hitmit, if the Kemet, which was the water that you put on the leftovers of the grape, well, it's not Mamish leaves because it includes everything. After the first time you make wine with it, you siphon it off, and what's left. You can pour water on and let it sit in there. Yeah, but that's fine. So the temed is not considered to be wine until it ferments. If once it ferments, then you can buy it the kesef meisim. Whereas up until the time that it ferments, it's considered to be just mayim bialma. Mayim you're not allowed to use kesef meisim.
Well, they buy the leftover stuff from wineries and then make this grape juice out of it?
Yeah.
Or wine also?
They make this grape juice and they add, you know, what they call spirit. Right, which is why it has a horrible...
Israel wine, what's called Yain Patishim.
It's just
found
their adultery.
Right, now they went to the
other one.
This one. So
they
used Babat wine, you mean? Yeah,
for years, that was
very cheap.
Right? They had Babat wine, you mean? Seriously?
I don't remember the sense of that. It was that stuff. It was very cheap, and people didn't drink a lot of it because you couldn't stand it. So therefore, if there was a box sitting in the bank, you knew it would be for the next Shabbos. Yeah, you drink your wine like this.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. All right, so this is sort of agave. This isn't really the same type of idea as the rest of the nation. Halokeach, but suppose you do it backwards. You go ahead and you halokeach chayav as if you're shlomim. Now over there, obviously, it's not you can't be matzah kedusha in it. But you take a baser, you take a behema, and you buy it for baser taiva instead of doing it correctly. So over there, since you did it shalokidin, because you really were mechuyav to make it a shlomi, they made a knas that the lo yat, yeah, it's a knas lo yatza ar lachulin. Yeah. So over there. You cannot be motzi v'alachulin. Now the truth is that in the Bavli it says that meaning of the Mishnah is eno b'torah shi'etzah alachulin. Meaning it wasn't chal at all to purchase because the whole thing is a mistake. It's not only going to be chayav as a shlomim. So it's chal not the transaction didn't take place. But the kedusha wasn't transferred at all. So you're going to have to go now and be makala. Okay, but that's not necessarily, and that's the only way to learn, certainly not the far passage from the Mishnah. The passage of the Mishnah is that the or was mitzvah, and that you'll have to now take that money and be machal something on it in exchange for the or. Because the or didn't, what wasn't there for the whole. Kade yank tuchot, ostumot, and makom shabakam, and kot tuchot. Same thing would be true. If you've got katayayin that are open, or for that matter, even if they're sealed, but it's a place where you can have them open it and sell you wine, instead you pay for the bottle, they're, again, lo yasekan kan lechulin. Since it's not bottle in that case, because people are not going to take money for it separately, so therefore it remains now, the kedusha of the ma'aser shem, it remains on the floor, on the open. Salei ta'inim, the salei anavim, imatli are never. Yatsu, because the derech was that the seller would bring the salim, but then the buyer was supposed to take another salim and put it into his own shopping salim. Mm-hmm. And over here, he bought the whole salim. So over there, clearly, he's paying extra for the salim. If he pays extra for the salim, then that part is miyukhin, and you can't be in the salim, make a shame on the salim. Alright, so in all of these cases, you'd have to be erichol connected that money, you'd have to be erichol on other food. In Yerushalayim, in order to I mean, it's no longer Yerushalayim, but that's the way to Rekoveya. Any time that you use money, like a shame, you got out of Yerushalayim, that you have to eat kinegda. You have to find out how much value it is, and you eat that value. Tony Ben Bagbag Omer, it says in the pasuk, "V'nasata kesef b'chol asher ta'aveh nafshecha." So then it says, "Babato ubetzam," right? So now, what is the point of mentioning Boker, Tzon, or Yain, and so on? It already says it. So, lokeachu adam para mipnei ora. So then a person should buy a para, from the money of my Hashem, in order that he wants to eat the, he wants to use up the meat, but he wants the ore, if the ore is very valuable. Or stone, mipnei gizata, or yayin, mipnei kamkano. So the same with kol asher tavanacheka is a remez that there is a way that actually it can be used for other things. On the Adizira, how to tame it, shayya mofer hebyot, avu'ima ya mofer uman, na'atek mofer zebet ne'atrava zebet ne'atmo. This would only be true where the person who's selling isn't concentrating on the ore, isn't concentrating on the kankan. The guy doesn't even realize he's got a lousy animal. He's selling it cheap. To you, it's valuable because you're a leather worker. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to go into a shop that sells for leather workers, mm-hmm. so obviously then you're paying for the ore. This guy's also selling it from the yard, or he knows the difference of the kankan. Yeah, but what the Pasuk is being moronic to that is that if you have a tithe in a thing, something that you want to get out of it, that's okay. As long as the purchase is a purchase of a thing that is Roy Lachila, the book of the Clement Time. Omer of Izira. Says of Izira. Well, Lachora, you can see this much as an Omer of Izira. What does it say over here? It says, Kade Yayin Stuman, Mokam Shadarka, Linkar Stuman, Yotza. Hakam Chan Lakhun. Isn't that the point? That if it's Darka Mimokra Sukhas and Loyata Lakhun, why? Obviously, because he's concentrating separately on the Kankan. He doesn't want to give away the Kankan. So what that means is that whenever the seller is concentrating separately on a particular element, so then that person can no longer purchase it for that element with Moshe Meshachim.
So
he's just extending, basically Ben Badbag is extending the principle in the Mishnah, and he's showing you a remez in the Torah for it, that's all.
Now that we have deposits on our bottle, how would that affect?
I don't know, I was thinking about myself, what about the bin of the deposit? Is the deposit sort of, what does that mean? It's like the mashkinim, is it, I don't know, it requires a lot of, I don't know.
It raises so many issues.
Yeah. Very interesting. Amr Rabbi Mana, who mina, oh by the way, just on the play of words Rabbi Mana and mina, remember I was talking about Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla?
Mm-hmm.
I saw that Rabbi Reuven Margolius, he has a book in which he traces the names of all of the Tanaim Amorim, they're all plays. He learned that Yeshua ben Gamla was called Yeshua ben Gamla. He shows he's always originally known as Yeshua Kohen Gadol. And he only became Yeshua ben Gamla when he was mitakein that children should not be brought over bridges. And the Gemara said that's only if the bridges are Gamla. I was saying it as a joke. He says, no, historically, that's when he became Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla. It's so interesting. I never would have seen it because I watched the paper. I love this forum. So, they sell them. I must go get them. So, but Rivarin heard that I liked them, and one of the kids that came to the Minas HaYomshir brought a new day that I hadn't seen, which were his Kedushim on the Gemara. So I just happened to look up yesterday, after Shir. I was sitting around eating, and I said, okay, let me take a look at the paper. I look up our Daf, and I see he's quoting from what he wrote in his paper about Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla. He says this is what I wrote in my. Yeah, no, not a week. Apparently, he wrote. I never knew. He wrote on the dot as well. But I wish I know. He's like the only one that was. He went to all of the names and showed it. It's amazing. He's a Gevaldic insight. Oh, and that's just reminding me of the money that we know. So, from the Diak in Rabbi Zeira, what Rabbi Zeira just says, you can also learn that Shema the Tema Tema, that Imaya Mocher Uman, Naasek Mocher Zebesne Atmo, the Zebesne Atmo, that the Kavasa Imaya Locher Uman, Naasek Locher Zebesne Atmo, the Zebesne Atmo. But that should imply that if the Lord Chaos is specifically concentrating on that, then it's as if that's what he's buying. In which case, the original drasha of Ben Bagbag is a little bit strange. Because Rabbi Zira is saying that we're only going to apply Ben Bagbag if the Mocha is ahead of us. But if the Mocha is the Uman, then you can't say B'chol Asher Tava Nafshecha. Then if you're concentrating on Kniya B'Para Mipnei Ora, then that means that that's what you're putting your das on. And therefore it should be also because it's your das. This seems to raise a little bit of a contradiction in terms for Rabbi Zira to say this as the pshat in Ben Bagbag. Chutal shel tamarim. We have the tamarim. What they would do is they would often pick them early so they weren't eaten by insects and birds, and they would then put them into what were called chotalot, which are these baskets and basket weaves to sit there until they ripen, and then they would take them out. Putulaya shel tamarim yatzu lekulim. So too, the Petulaya, these are various also various types, both of them are Yotze Lekulin, because they always come like this. In other words, if you pick like this on the, with the piece attached to it, and then you just, you're mevatelet to the Kohenim. So that should not be confused with the case of the Sali Kohenim, because Tamarim always come that way. Kupot, and nowadays we wrap them, I see, they're always wrapped for this reason. So they basically make chotalot on the tree. It's also basket weave, kind of very thin material of it, that they put around it. Yeah, and you see it hanging. Kupot shel tamarim, yisanaitanu yatsa, yisanaitanu lo yatsa. When it comes to these large barrels, so then we have two mandiyamas. On the fifth mandiyama, yatsu drusot. Mandiyama lo yatsu kishainan drusot. If these tamarim you're going to make from now grow, and you're going to let them dry, so you dorate them, then normally when you dorate them in the container. If you press them into like these cakes, they're very thick. So over there, it's certainly, you're not going to take them out of the container, it's part of the process. So in that case, you would certainly be mevatel the container to the thing. But if you weren't Doris then they're just like Sali Ta'inim. And in that case, you should take them out of the container. Good.